Now, what I want to talk about this afternoon is the history of civil liberties in wartime. In the beginning, I want to start with two quotes from Robert Jackson. The first is the following. "It is easy," he wrote, "by giving way to the passion, intolerance, and suspicions of wartime, to reduce our liberties to a shadow, often an answer to exaggerated claims of security." Second, Jackson also said, "Measures ordinarily violative of constitutional rights are claimed to be necessary to security in the judgment of officials who are best in a position to know. But the necessity is not provable by ordinary evidence, and the court is in no position to determine that necessity for itself. What does it do then?" Well, those are really the questions I want to address. What happens in this nation when we find ourselves in situations of crisis, and how well have we protected and maintained our civil liberties? And second, what can we expect in particular from the court, which has to face these questions in a circumstance, as so well put by Justice Jackson, of what do we do next? In Perilous Times, I look at six different episodes of our history. And what I'd like to do this afternoon is first to just very briefly run through those six episodes, then to circle back and talk a bit about two or three of them in somewhat greater depth, then offer a few general observations, and then have some discussion. I've been told that I can expect hard, insightful questions, and I very much look forward to that. So the first of these episodes occurred in 1798, when the United States, on the verge of a feared war with France, enacted the Alien and Sedition Acts.